USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial against President Trump will begin today in the Senate. While it's getting underway, President Trump is abroad, addressing the issue of speaking to reporters at a forum of the world's elite business people in the Swiss mountain town of Davos.
It's just a hoax. It's the witch hunt that's been going on for years, and it's frankly, it's disgraceful.
Richmond, Virginia officials are praising local and federal law enforcement for keeping the peace at a huge gun rights rally yesterday, despite worries beforehand that there could be possible violence. Around 22,000 gun rights activists gathered in and around the Capitol to protest proposed tough new gun control regulations that Virginia lawmakers are now considering. Tomorrow is the deadline to file a claim in the massive Equifax data breach, the 2017 breach affecting nearly half the U.S. population. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
More now on the president's visit to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he delivered remarks earlier today, touting recent trade deals he signed, including the Phase 1 trade deal with China, calling it a model for the rest of the world.
Before I was elected, China's predatory practices were undermining trade for everyone. But no one did anything about it except allow it to keep getting worse and worse and worse. Under my leadership, America confronted the problem head on.
Pressure to ban horse racing is growing again after 3 more horses died in as many days at California's Santa Anita Park. A gelding had to be put down on Friday after breaking its ankle during a race. Another horse was euthanized on Saturday after suffering a similar injury. And a third racehorse died on Sunday during training. At least 42 horses have died at that single track now in just over a year. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal is endorsing Bernie Sanders for the Democratic nomination for president. Jayapal is a co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and will be his national health policy chair. Sanders already has the backing of the other co-chair, Wisconsin Representative Mark Pocan. Jayapal is also lead sponsor of the House Medicare for All bill. A big safety alert for parents as some strollers are being recalled. It seems they've had bad hinge joints that can collapse, causing the baby to fall out of the stroller. That's all centering on Tango mini strollers that were sold at Target and Amazon between October and November of last year. The 4 models come with colored bonnet tops, selling in pink, gray, black, and blue. Owners are being told to stop using the strollers at once and call Baby Trend for a replacement or a refund. And the Navy is honoring a sailor for his heroic actions during the attack on Pearl Harbor back in 1941, as an aircraft carrier is going to be named after Doris Miller, which will be the first time a carrier is named after an African American. The Navy says it is also the first time that a carrier will honor a sailor for actions while serving in the enlisted ranks. The Texas native was given the Navy Cross for his actions during the Pearl Harbor attack. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.